Consumer Watch with Wendy Nolan on East Coast Breakfast.
Hello, Wendy.
Hello, Darren.
So the Ford Cougar story, is it over? Is it far from over? Where do we stand?
Oh, I think most people would be aware that it's very far from over. It is true that no more of those fire hazard 1.6 models, which were part of the recall that Ford South Africa announced on the 16th of January, have caught fire that we know of anyway. Since then in the 3.5 weeks, whatever it is.
Okay.
But we're now hearing of a handful of such cougar fires in Australia and New Zealand. Five, I believe. So I wouldn't be surprised if their story is just beginning. Coming back home, our recall has involved getting all those 4,556 affected 1.6 Cougars into dealerships to replace components of their cooling system and check that the cylinder head hasn't cracked, because that's what's been causing the fires.
Mm.
So remember that this recall was announced at the National Consumer Commission's insistence after almost 50 Cougars had caught fire. And the thing is that Ford wasn't quite ready for that. They didn't have enough replacement parts for that recall in stock, and they still don't. CEO Jeff Nemeth has said by mid-February. So what we've got now is many of these affected owners, the thousands of them, are driving courtesy cars provided by Ford South Africa, many of them rentals, while their Ford dealership awaits parts, because they've had to stop driving these cars now, which is too much of a danger.
Yes.
So it's really quite a thing.
Mm.
Many of them have lost complete faith in the Ford brand, understandably, and just want to get rid of their cars. But naturally, they're not being offered much by non-Ford dealers.
Of course.
And even the claimed trade-in assistance from Ford hasn't matched the book value, which the industry is supposed to be guided by. Now, that book, we've spoken about it on the show, I'm Bukiri doing a quick check, is TransUnion's Auto Dealer's Guide, which comes up with trade-in and retail prices for cars, all cars, based on 60,000 records of actual purchases and sales from over 1,000 dealers across the country every month.
Mm.
So that's the Bible. Interestingly, TransUnion spokesman Michelle van Rennen told me that looking at the data on Cougar sales going back 3 months, there was no huge variation to the trade-in price. And she said the only assumption we can make is that customers are not trading in those vehicles, but are rather getting them repaired and holding onto them. And that's a story in itself if they're not finding that financially viable.
Yeah.
Consumers can log on to that that TransUnion guide and find out what they can expect as a trade-in for their cars. And we'll get to that later. But when Mshlanga-based Cougar owner Justin Bodel did that exercise for his 2014 1.6 Cougar, the trade-in value was 230,000 rand.
Mm-hmm.
That's fine, he thought. But when a non-Ford dealer offered him just 190,000 rand for his Cougar, he started to get a picture of what was going on. And so he asked his Ford dealership that's had his Cougar for the last 2.5 weeks, what they would give him to see how close it came to that 230,000. And they're just not answering him. He said he's asked 5 times and he can't get the value out of them.
I'm not interested actually in buying another Ford. Firstly, there isn't another car in the range that appeals to me, but more so the complete lack of care and efficiency to actually deal with this. I mean, the fact that it took nearly 45 cars to go up in flames before we even heard anything, I just completely have lost faith in that. And, you know, we still need to monitor the levels of our coolant system. No, I mean, that doesn't give you any faith in the brand. I wouldn't touch it just because of this.
Wow.
Yeah, they've been told, you know, you must inspect your hoses and look at this and check your levels, and they're like, what? It's making them feel very unhappy in their cars. Ford has had Justin's Cougar, as I said, awaiting parts for that recall repair for 2.5 weeks, and he's been driving a little Ford Figo, courtesy of Ford, which is, this is the thing that's also causing problems, because they're not getting like for like.
So the recall was supposed to be a two-phase process, wasn't it?
Yeah. Ford CEO Jeff Nemeth announced last week that the second stage of the recall would involve improving the cooling system to make it more robust. But Justin says that no one at his dealership could tell him anything about what the second phase of the recall entailed or when it was going to happen. So that's not exactly filling him with confidence either.
Even though this has received a lot of media attention, I don't think people really realize how desperate and stuck we feel. We're sitting with a car that we don't trust and that we can't sell. And I don't think we as consumers should be stuck with that problem. What we're hoping is that with enough pressure, that Ford actually realize that it's just not right. The ideal situation would be that they just buy the car from us and give us some money and we can get on with our lives.
People are going to be looking at this case study in the future going, how not to deal with a crisis.
Absolutely.
And I imagine Ford isn't exactly doing a roaring trade in Cougars at the moment.
Well, they're doing okay with the other sales, so it doesn't appear to have affected the entire brand at this point. But if you look at the actual sales of Cougars, you get a different picture.
Wendy, I'm listening to this because I'm on the market for a new car.
Yes.
And so I need to know, you know, the do's and the don'ts. And just to be clear, the 1.6 litre Cougar, which was the subject of that Ford recall of last month, is no longer on sale, right?
No, not new anyway. There are lots of the old ones on sale.
Yes.
But, it was replaced by the 1.5 litre petrol model more than 2 years ago.
It's a while ago as well.
Yeah. So even so, sales of all the current models of Cougars have dropped dramatically since reports of the Cougar fires hit the media from early December. I think it was around 8th of December. It was actually broken by the Times, which is the paper I write for, just saying. Only 74 were sold in January, okay? 74, January now, 2017, compared with 146 in December. So that's a 50% drop. And Cougar sales for the 5 months before December, before the fire news hit the fire stories hit the news, were significantly higher. So 199 in November, 174 October, 154 September, 206 in August, and 204 in July. So the numbers, you know, we're now down to 74.
So exactly 100 more Cougars sold in October than in January.
Yeah, just 3 months. Yeah,
that tells quite a story.
Absolutely. So that's what happens when consumer trust is eroded. I had a chat with Serena De Beer, who's MD of Ask Africa, which has since 2001 produced the Orange Index, the largest and most widely referenced service excellence benchmark in South Africa. We featured it on this show. And she said Ford's biggest immediate challenge was regaining consumer trust.
What they seem to be lacking at this stage with regards to their communication is they seem to be bypassing the emotional connection that's so important to the consumer. So if all the explanations and the way that they deal with it is purely logical, they actually alienate themselves a little bit in relation to where the consumer headspace is.
Okay, so what she's saying is it's one thing to say we care about our customers, but what's needed is for the customers and the public at large to actually feel that and to see it translated into action. If you ask me, honoring the book price, that TransUnion price for trade-ins is a really good start.
But that does still mean that the poor Cougar owner is forced to buy another Ford.
Exactly. So the trade-in assistance is, okay, we'll give you this for your car and we'll you know, take off this. And we'll put you in a Fiesta, we'll put you in a Ranger, we'll put you in a Focus, whatever.
Mm.
And a lot of people just don't want them giving back their car or selling their car to involve a prerequisite that they have to buy another Ford. Other dealers, of course, don't have to consider the Cougar owners' losses at all, so they're giving really low prices. And I heard a rumor that some major brands have got instructions from head office not to accept any Cougars at all. So I made a call, and I posed as an owner of a Ford Cougar wanting to trade it in, and I got this sort of "oh, shame" kind of response. And the guy said, he's a bit cagey. He said, yeah, we would consider it, but you know, you must understand you're not going to get much. And he said, maybe you should just hold on to your Cougar for a while. And his words were, until the stink blows over. I think, sadly, the stink is going to hang around for quite some time.
So
on this one.
How do you find out what the trade is guided by in terms of trade-in and retail prices of
a
car?
So if you wanted to buy or sell a second-hand car, it's a very simple process. You basically go onto a website, carvalue.co.za. I'll put this on our blog. Your first one is free, and then after that you pay 10 rand, and so you can, if you've got a vehicle, you then know what you should consider and what's fair as a trade-in price. So when you go to offer to a dealership, you're not just in the dark. You know what the car is worth, and likewise if you, there's the retail value there as well. So if you're going to buy a particular model car, a second-hand car, you know what they are trading for in the marketplace, so you don't get ripped off.
Thank you, Wendy. This will all be up on our Consumer Watch blog on the website ecr.co.za. Thank you, Wendy.
Thanks.